We are on the 29 degrees, and winds are from the west at 7. Have the opportunity now and pleasure to visit with the Stanton Community Development Director, Jenna Ramsey, with me this morning. And we do want to say thanks this morning for being a sponsor of our conversation. Fairway Meat and Grocery, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, the Stanton Chamber of Commerce, and Seligran Lindell DeMars Funeral Home. How are you, Jenna?
Great. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Nice to see you.
You too. Thank you.
What do you know? Are you ready for tomorrow's Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Are you ready?
Well, we're going out to help Grandma today, this afternoon, and then hopefully we'll be ready.
I have complete confidence you'll be ready to go.
Yes.
What do you look forward to most for Thanksgiving?
Just hanging out for the day, spending time with family. And
is there a dish that you look forward to?
All of it.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Jenna. I'm with you. So it's a fun time.
That's
it's
right.
A busy time. So you'll have, how many Thanksgiving do you have? One, two?
One on each side of the family.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Big, small, lots of people?
Smaller, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
so,
cool.
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's that time of year.
I know. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. We're kind of getting to the end of the year as well. So, well, Jenna, let's visit a little bit about Stanton, what's going on at Stanton. It seems to me like there's a lot to talk about here.
Yes, always.
So where do we want to start? Good news. How about that?
Let's, yes.
Oh, it's always good to start with good news.
Some exciting things since we were on last time. Big thank you to Mr. Lance and all those who made The Sound of Music a success. They had their performance there at the Wilson Performing Arts Center a couple weeks ago, and mm-hmm. that was a lot of fun. And they even had a sold-out house one night. So congratulations to everybody on that.
How cool is that?
Yes. A big thank you to all those who attended and volunteered at the Viking Center basketball camp. Thanks to Justin Miller and the high school players and coaches that helped with that.
Mm-hmm.
A big thank you to everyone who participated, the students and everybody for the Veterans Day program that was at school. Gerald Palmquist just did a wonderful job speaking that day. Big thank you to the Ole team and the vendors and everybody that came for a fun marketplace off Main craft and vendor show. Tim Johnson and Stacy Kootsley put that together for the Ole. That was a lot of fun. And then, as always, thanks to Jackie Bates and all the other vendors that helped the trick-or-treaters on the trail.
It takes a lot of people to pull those things off.
Yes.
And to do it well,
yes.
Jenna, which they do, absolutely. So let's kind of look back. Can we do that?
Yes.
At the year?
Yes. Kind of going back here, looking throughout the year, and talking about some things that got done and happened in Stanton and, you know, just giving thanks. I don't know how I just felt like the right thing to do coming on the radio today is all of the things that have happened in our community for many years and especially this last year here. There's so many things to be thankful for, people, and just wonderful. The first, we've had a couple new downtown businesses this year. One is the market, Patty Wiggins, and then the carpenter's wife, Joe and Ellie Nineman. So a big thank you to them for opening up their businesses and hearts in downtown Stanton and making that really exciting.
You betcha.
So we do want to put a plug in there for the carpenter's wife this Saturday. All items are on sale. And in December, if you spend $100, you get 10% off.
All right. Thanks to those folks.
Yes. And then also another new business, Whitetail Valley Winery and Farms. They're going to be open this weekend as well.
So we had the opportunity to visit with them. That was kind of fun. So, all right. So we'll talk about that in a minute, will we not, Jenna?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool. We'll touch on that in a minute. The walking and biking trail around town, we've talked about that a number of times, but it's complete.
Yes, yes. So for many, many, many years, the goal has always been to have a complete biking, walking trail around the community, a full loop, and that was completed here this fall. So then our next goal at some point will be to go out to Viking Lake State Park, but we finally have that loop complete around our community. And a big thank you to the city council, Chris Stevens, Wes Royal, Justin Ramey, Pierre Osweiler, Greg Hample, and Mayor Matt Kootsley, as well as city staff TJ Clark, Dave Wagg, Marilyn Rubel, and Nikki Foote, and then Snyder and Associates. And while we couldn't have done it without any of those folks, we also need to thank our partners that were able to help us get it done financially through Wellmark, Iowa DOT, and then a Jim Wigstone Memorial. So that's another exciting project that was completed this year, and thanks to all of them that helped with that.
One of the you've mentioned the downtown businesses, you've mentioned the walking and biking trail, which we've talked about many times, but we've also talked about the mural.
Yes.
Tell me about the mural.
That was another really exciting project. We were excited in our community to have our first mural. And a big thank you to Zach Jones from Malvern for coming over and sharing his talents with us. And then a big thank you to that committee that worked hard on putting that together. Cheryl Case, Kristen King, Sheila Manquist, Leland Lance, and Mickey Anderson. And then to the Stanton Community Foundation donors and Montgomery County Foundation for a grant that helped us complete that mural.
You betcha. Cool. We are visiting, by the way, with Jenna Ramsey from the Stanton Community, the Stanton Community Update, the spec homes. Where are we, what's going on with the spec home?
Yes. So Stanton was one of four first communities to have access to those loan funds through the Lakin Foundation and Community Foundation for Western Iowa. So we built our first spec home, and that was completed here about a month or so ago, and we've had an open house, and that home is for sale. That there is information on that at bergenrealty.com or on their Facebook page as well.
Mm-hmm. 216 Prospect Street?
Yes.
All right, go check that out. So that's kind of exciting as well.
Yes, beautiful home.
All right. What else do we want to touch on to kind of look back over the very successful year that Stanton has had?
Yes, so the Stanton Community Foundation always sends an end-of-the-year letter, and those will be going out here next week. And the Stanton Community Foundation was formed in 2020 with the purpose to benefit the community's economic vitality by identifying, developing, and funding projects which will grow and sustain our community. And the board is Kevin Cabbage, Mickey Anderson, Sheila Manquist, Jeff Magnuson, and Leland Lance. And big thank you to them for all that they do and help with these projects. And mm-hmm. Be looking for those letters to go out soon. They'll also be on our website, our projects. So we've completed our first round of creative placemaking projects that were launched in 2019. We're getting ready to launch our next round, and the first two that we will be fundraising for are a downtown sound system and a splash pad.
Very cool. So
information will be going out on that.
Very good. Started in 2019.
Yes.
And here we are.
That's right.
Awesome. Very cool. Now, it takes a lot of people, as we have talked about in the past, Jenna, to make a lot of these things happen. So talk to me about some of the partnerships you want to recognize.
Yes. Again, just along with the theme of giving thanks here, the Stanton Community Foundation is just one group in Stanton. We're fortunate to have a lot of great partners, and that's the first thing that we list on our end of the year air letter is it's not just one person or group. It's many, many, many people. And we want to make sure and recognize those partnerships and thank them for everything that they do throughout the year. The Stanton Chamber of Commerce is Cassie Hodeck, Barb Llewellyn, Wendy Kompfer, and John Mainquist. They are the board. The Summer Concert Series sponsors, Ron and Kathy Claver, Montgomery County Memorial Hospital and Dental Care PC. They were the sponsors for just the Summer Concert Series. And then we had all event sponsors for everything throughout the year. And that was First Interstate Bank, FMTC, John's Heating and AC, Orm Outdoor, The Carpenter's Wife, Red Oak Chrysler, and Rex's Plumbing and Heating. So a big thank you to all those sponsors, because we all know that mm-hmm. wouldn't happen without them.
Absolutely.
Also a big thank you to Live Well, Montgomery County, Laura Claver and that team. We had our first farmers markets doing it with Red Oak, and that was a lot of fun. Another one is the Viking Center and Justin Miller. Justin does so much for our community and helps in a variety of different ways, and we're very fortunate to have that Viking Center and Justin in our community. Stanton Community Schools and everything we've worked together on this year with them. Again, thankful for Dave Goode, our superintendent and school board and, mm-hmm. and staff and everybody there. Old Lumberyard Event Center. Tim Johnson just does a wonderful job with that Old Lumberyard and yes. Stacy Cootsley.
Yep, they do.
And then also some other things that we're a part of or work with, Montgomery County Development Corporation. You know, Ben Lundgren is on board now, and he's been over to Stanton a few times, and just really excited for all of the opportunities there. Our downtown group, meeting to work to continue to improve and fill the downtown buildings. Southwest Iowa Coalition, Montgomery County Foundation, SWPCO, the Stanton Homecoming 2025 Committee, Iowa Area Development Group, Charles E. Lakin and Florence Lakin Foundation, Stanton Area Industrial Foundation. That's another group that helped us with the spec home, and those members are Steve Bruning, Pierre Osweiler, Nick Gray, John Wenstrand. Oh, man, I'm forgetting the fifth one. I am so sorry.
You're doing that from memory.
I know.
That's pretty impressive.
So there's five of them. So we're very grateful for that. And Tim Johnson, there's the fifth one. Stanton Air Industrial Foundation. And then also Community Foundation of Western Iowa. And then also our great partnerships with the AARP Livable Community, and then also Wellmark with the Healthy Hometown Initiatives. So
very cool.
Again, everything could not be accomplished without all these partners and many more, and we're very grateful.
Absolutely. It takes all of those groups and partners and individuals working together and the boards associated with to make it possible. It's the Stanton Community Update. Jenna Ramsey with me, the Stanton Community Development Director. Thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce that make it possible. Okay, let's talk about this. It is a holiday weekend, a fun weekend, a big weekend going on. So what's going on, Jenna?
Yes, so lots of fun and excitement this Saturday. So while we want to encourage everyone to support all their local communities, our events are on Saturday night, and we encourage everyone to come to Stanton on Saturday. First of all, it's Small Business Saturday, and we're really excited to have businesses open for Small Business Saturday, and then again at the Hoopla Saturday night.
Okay.
So, Whitetail Valley Winery, they are open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from, 2 to 8 on the 28th and 29th, and then 2 to 6 on Sunday. And they will have $2 off one bottle of any wine and $1 off a flight at the tasting room. So this is a great idea. If you're looking for a place to take family somewhere or take your family someplace you haven't been yet that's new and open, head on over to Viking Lake and go to Whitetail Valley Winery and check out that area. And I know they have some other things besides wine as well, some cheese and chocolate and things like that.
Yep.
So that's one exciting thing you could do in Stanton this weekend.
We had the opportunity to visit with Mr. Cootsley about that. Yeah, if you head toward Viking Lake, you're going to pass it. You can't miss it. If people are wondering, where's that at? That's where it's at. So head toward Viking Lake and enjoy that. Okay, what else do we have,
Jim? Yes, A&L Supply will be open this weekend. And then the Carpenter's Wife, as I mentioned earlier, they will have sales on everything on Saturday for Small Business Saturday. Okay. And then also we have the Market, which will be open. And that's a new business in downtown Stanton with a little bit of everything. And they will have a half off sale on lamps, art, jewelry, and all fall items.
Mm-hmm.
Fika Coffee House.
Hey, speaking of that.
Yes.
What do we have here, Jenna?
Yes. We have some Swedish rye bread go with your holiday meal tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Here we go.
Yes.
Look at that. That weighs about 5 pounds. No, it doesn't really. But it is heavy. Isn't it? Well, thank you very much for that.
Yes, you can't go wrong with the Swedish rye bread from Fika. No. I know they're not open Saturday during the day, but that night they will be open and have different pastries and things like that. So Fika will be open. Gibbs Chop House, Saturday night, Gibbs Chop House is the place to be. First time ever, prime rib dinner.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Prime rib dinner.
That's Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Oh.
On the 29th.
Okay.
So that we're really excited. This is the first time, again, they're doing that. So everyone come over to Gibbs Chop House Saturday night for prime rib dinner. And then also the studio with First Interstate Bank and the Grinch will be open Saturday night for Holiday Hoopla. And then Santa will make an appearance as well.
Santa will be there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. So some other fun things going on Saturday. Lighted Kids Parade at 5 o'clock. Down the main street sidewalk with bikes, strollers, and more. They can meet at the previous Southwest Iowa REC building at 450. Ham giveaways. I guess this was a tradition a long time ago.
Okay.
And it's been resurrected by a few people in the last few years. So from 5 to 7 on Saturday, as you check out these businesses, every time you go in the business, you need to put your name in for a ham. And then that night, they will have drawings at 7:30 at the Ole. You must be present to win. So everyone will go check out Gibbs and then head down to the Ole. And at 7:30, we will draw for hams. There's 20 hams. Thank you to those generous donors.
Okay.
Yep.
So a ham giveaway is a thing. This is going way back.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then also at the Oli, after you checked out all those businesses, is the after party. And that's from 7 to 10, featuring Turning Gears. It's free admission, and there's drinks available for purchase. And again, we want to thank our all event sponsors for helping with all of our events this year. First Interstate Bank, FMTC, John's Heating and AC, Orm Outdoor, The Carpenter's Wife, Red Oak Chrysler, and Rex's Plumbing and Heating.
All right. Thanks to all of those individuals. And go and enjoy prime rib at Gibbs. Does that sound good?
I'm hungry already.
I could go for prime rib right now.
That's right.
Oh, wow. All right, cool. I'm a prime rib fan, too, by the way.
Yes.
All right. So, Jenna Ramsey with me, Stanton Community Development Director. Where do we want to go from there, Jenna?
Upcoming events.
Okay. Tell
happening
me what's
right now, started Monday. Trees and Christmas galore at the Stanton Old Lumberyard Event Center.
Okay.
So we have 58 trees this year. We still have a few trees available. If anyone is interested in coming to decorate a tree or has supplies to help decorate a tree, we still have a few left to decorate. And it's one of my favorite things. It's so fun to see businesses have trees, families have trees, people do trees in memory. Groups do it together just for fun. Anyone can decorate a tree. It just adds to a lot of fun for the holiday and keeps you in the holiday spirit.
You bet. Maybe it'll get you in the holiday spirit.
That's right.
If you're an old grumpy gut, this might help you.
That's right. If you either have supplies or are interested in helping decorate, just come down to the Oli. It's open. Or you can also call with questions at 829-7350.
Okay.
And we just want to try to have those all decorated by Saturday night.
All right. That sounds good.
So, and then also, of course, this Saturday is Small Business Saturday and the annual Holiday Hoopla event downtown. And the after party at the Oli with Turning Gears from 7 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's hard to believe we enter December.
Yeah.
But Sunday, December 7th is the first Christmas drive-thru at the Oli.
How does that work?
Yep. So, It's just anyone can come and drive through, and they check out the trees and all the inflatables and the decorations. It is free to drive through. You can also bring donations for the food pantry. Some people do that as well, but otherwise it's free. And then I believe the junior class with Lacey Stevens will be selling hot chocolate and things like that. So
Okay. That's
the first drive through. I know last year a lot of people came over and ate at Gibbs. You know, when it was open on Thursday, Friday, Saturday night, and
yeah.
then would come and check out the Oli. So that was a lot of fun.
That's from 5 until 7?
Yes.
And you literally drive through the Oli?
Yes. Yep.
You open the doors at ETN and off you go?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And then Tuesday, December 9th is Tiny Tot's Story Hour at the Stanton Library. Wednesday, December 10th is judging for the Stanton Chamber Christmas Light Contest. And then Saturday, December 13th is Santa Lucia.
Big event.
At the school, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then also after Santa Lucia, the Oli will be open for the drive-through. So make sure that's another opportunity. You can check it out. We also wanted to give a shout-out to Riverbend Heritage Lodge. They have their event, after-hours event, on that Saturday from 4 to 8. Go check them out as well. And then on Sunday, December 14th, is Christmas Caroling Around Town. This is open to anyone and everyone, and you meet at Mamerland at 4 o'clock, and this was a lot of fun last year. There was just, if there's a home in the community, you want to go Christmas carol, and then we go down to the nursing home. So Christmas caroling around town on Sunday, December 14th, and meet at Mamerland at 4.
Okay.
And then that evening, after you're done caroling, again, is another opportunity to drive through the Oli from 5 to 7. And then on Wednesday, December 17th, is an Underground Railroad presentation at Stanton Library at 4 p.m.
Is that free?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. And then Thursday, December 18th, is a Uganda presentation at the Stanton Public Library at 5 o'clock. And then Friday, December 19th, is a Christmas drive-thru at the Oli from 5 to 7. Saturday, December 20th, is Legion Santa at the Oli from 5 to 7. Sunday, December 21st. Is potentially the last opportunity for the Christmas drive-thru at the Oli from 5 to 7. And then Tuesday, December 24th, is the Christmas Eve service at Mamerland at 9:30. And then Wednesday, December 25th, is the Ulotta service at Stanton Covenant Church at 7 a.m.
Gosh, there's something to do through the whole month of December.
There is. It's a lot of fun.
There's just a lot. Go drive through the Oli a time or two.
Yes.
Go to a presentation. Go and enjoy. Wow. Okay, Jenna. You're going to be busy.
That's right.
There's a lot. Jenna Ramsey with me, by the way, the Stanton Community Development Director. And we do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce. What's the rest of your day hold today?
Getting ready for the holiday season.
That's fun.
Yes.
Go and enjoy. How would someone set up an appointment for the spec home? Would they reach out to Bergen Real Estate?
Yes. You can reach out to Bergen Realty. Either you can look on their website or on their Facebook page.
Okay.
Or you can call Realtor Nate Elwood at 712-370-1188.
Okay. Very good. What else do we need to touch on, Jenna, that we haven't touched on?
I think that's it. Come and check out Stanton. A lot of fun going on.
Very good. Thank you for stopping by. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving break here.
You too.
Thanks, Jenna. Jenna Ramsey with me this morning. And again, we do want to say thanks to FMTC, Seligren Lindell DeMars Funeral Home, Fairway, and the Stanton Chamber of Commerce for making our conversation and our visit with Jenna possible this morning.
It's time to find out what's happening around.